Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perichah Fei, Pasuk Beis, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Amarta Aleim, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael that when they will come into Eretz Yisrael, to the land that I will give them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them, V'shavsa Ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, and the land will rest, and it will be a resting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Pasuk Gimel, the Torah continues, Sheish Shonim Tizra Asadecha, V'sheish Shonim Tizmar Karmecha, V'yosaftas Tevuasa, 6 years you shall plant, 6 years you shall prune, and you shall gather your grain. And the next pasuk, the Torah tells us, V'ashana Shviyis, Shabbos Shabbos and Yel Aretz, that the seventh year will be Shemitah. The Mefarshim ask that if in the pasuk Dalet, the Torah tells us that the seventh year is the Shemitah of Shabbos Lashem, why is it that the Torah first says in Pasuk Beis, Kisavoy Vela Aretz, V'shavsa Aretz, Shabbos Lashem? What is the significance of telling us right off the bat, before introducing the actual mitzvah of Shemitah, the actual process of Shemitah, that there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem? Why does the Torah tell us that? What's the significance of saying that first, and then going into sheishanim tizra sodecha v'sheishanim tizma karmecha? Perhaps one can say, and this is a lesson for all of us in our daily lives, when a person is working for the first 6 years of Shemitah, he'll have a tendency to think that everything I do is kaychi v'aytzim yodi, asa li esachay lezeh, that I'm the one that created the field, I'm the one that worked the field, I'm the one that created the fruits that are coming out of the field, and I'm the one that's bringing parnasa home to the family. A person can easily fall into the rut and forget that everything is Me'es Hashem Ha'isazois. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, for that reason, when the Torah starts out talking about the mitzvah of Shemitah, the Torah says, Kisavayu El Ha'aretz, when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, when you will first come to the land of Eretz Yisrael, a person has to remember V'shavsa Ha'aretz Shabbos Hashem, that the land has to remain fallow for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more importantly, that the land comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is providing parnasa for us in Eretz Yisrael and anywhere else. And that a person has to know right off the bat. A person has to know as soon as he comes into Eretz Yisrael that everything is Me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, when it comes to the Sheish Shanim, the next pasuk, a person, his approach for those Sheish Shanim will be a Shabbistika approach. Will be an approach that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a Shabbistika approach? Just like on Shabbos, we know we don't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us don't work. Don't be involved in Parnasa. And we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to support us. We don't need to go out to work on that seventh day. We don't need to toil. The same thing is really all the other 6 years. The other 6 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provides us for the parnasa that we have. He provides us for the things that we need. Perhaps this is merum is also in the word Ha'aretz. Ki savayu el Ha'aretz, when you will come into the land. Every person has their Aretz. Every person has their mundane things. Every person has their things that they are involved in. Eretz, as we know, is also a lashon of mundane. When a person approaches his mundane matters, he has to realize V'shavsa Aretz Shabbos Lashem. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has that approach during those 6 years, his 6 years is a Shabbistika approach all of those 6 years. The way he approaches Parnassah, or the way he approaches any of the matters that go on in his life, he approaches it with a Shabbos Lashem attitude. So that transforms all of the other 6 years. And it goes one step further. A person can think, I spend my whole week working, I spend most of the time of my life not involved in spiritual matters, involved in mundane matters, involved in physical matters, involved in things that are not necessarily on the face of it attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attached to that connection that we want to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Torah, no. A person has to realize that he could take those 6 years, he could take that time, he can take that week, the 6 days of the week, and he can attach it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It depends on what your approach is. If a person's approach is that he's a Shabbos Dikiyid, as they say in the vernacular, so then the rest of the week will be through that prism, and his life will be through that prism. If not, then he's a Eretz Dikiyid, he's a mundane person. And everything he does, even in the seventh year, even on the Shabbos, will be devoid of spirituality. With this, we can answer the Klal Yikar's kasha on this pasuk. The Klal Yikar asks that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael later on that if they don't keep Shemitah, they're going to have galus, they're going to be sent away from Eretz Yisrael? Shouldn't it be that if Klal Yisrael doesn't keep Shemitah, they're not going to have the bracha, like the Torah says later on, of the 6th, 7th, and 8th year? Later on, the Torah says, if you're going to ask, what are you going to eat in the seventh year? Says the Torah, I'm going to give my bracha, not to worry. You'll have extra parnasal, you have for the sixth year, you have for the seventh year, for half of the eighth year. So that should be the punishment. Why is it that if we don't keep Shemitah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us out of Eretz Yisrael? The punishment doesn't fit the crime. Based on what we're saying, perhaps we can answer the following. That not keeping the Shemitah alone is not the Avera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us out of Eretz Yisrael for. Because that is only a symptom of what the real issue is. The issue is if Klal Yisrael is not going to keep Shemitah, it's going to be because the first 6 years, they were not keeping in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that sends them the Parnasa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brought them to Eretz Yisrael and is giving them everything that they need. That's the reason why Klal Yisrael will go into Golus. Not only because they're not keeping Shemitah, but because they didn't keep the first six years karoi. They didn't keep the first 6 years in the optimal way. When you will approach Eretz, when you will approach mundane matters, like we said earlier, everything a person does throughout his whole life has to the approach of that he's a Shabbos Dikiyid, as we said earlier. And if we don't keep that in mind, that will bring us galus, because then we haven't internalized the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, the tachlis of Eretz Yisrael, and the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into Eretz Yisrael. A guten Shabbos.